The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mi'iladav Dalad. The Mishnah says that there's a rule that whatever has a Shas Hetel Kayanim is a Mo'ilim Boy. Once something has a time when it became Mutter for Kayanim, the Halacha is that there's no Mi'ila if you have hanoah from it. And if it didn't have a shas hetel kainim, then moilum boy. So the Gemara has a machlokes, what's considered shas hetel kainim? When do we say that the item had a time that it was mutter for the kainim? So the Gemara brings three shitas. One shita says, heter shchita shaninu, that once I shechted the behemoth, that's already called shas hetel kainim, there's no more meila. Another shita says, heter Zrika Shaninu, that once I was Mekabel the Dam, Behechsher, and I'm ready to do Zrika, that's considered Shas Hetel HaKainim. And the third Shita says, Heter Achilo Shaninu, that you actually have to have done the Zrika, Bepoyel, before it's considered that you have a Shas Hetel HaKainim. So Taisus asks a question. Taisus says that, L'chaira, this argument of whether being mekabel, the second two opinions, whether or not once you're mekabel the dam, that's sufficient to be considered a shas hetel kainim, that argument should depend on a machloikas tanoim. There's a machloikas tanoim, whether we say, kolo'imid lizre kazara kadami. Let's say a person was mekabel dam in a kais of the carbon, and it's already oimid lizre, it's ready to be zayrik the dam on the mizbeach. Is that considered as though I was already zayrik? This is Machloikas Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, and this Machloikas, the Gemara brings down as with regard to many, many topics of something that is supposed to happen, an action that's supposed to take place, whether you say that once that action is supposed to take place, is it as though that action already took place? The Gemara discusses it as far as the Paraduma is concerned. Is a Paraduma Matame Tumas Eichlund? Do we say, Kala'imid Lisraif Kasarav Dami? Since the Halach is that you're supposed to burn up a Paraduma. So perhaps we say that since you're supposed to burn it and that action is bound to happen, that you're going to burn the paraduma, that would be considered as though the paraduma is already burnt up, even though it wasn't already burnt up, and it's not considered a food, and it cannot be mekabel tuma of food. The Gemara also applies this to halach of kolayimid likatzeitz kekatzitz dami. If something's supposed to be cut off, is that considered that it's already cut off? And various other applications that the Gemara makes from this halacha. The Gemara in Gittin says, So Taisus answers this question. Taisus says, L'chaira, this argument between the Amoraim and our Gemara should depend on the Machlokes Tanoim of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. So Taisus says it's not relevant. Taisus doesn't exactly explain 100% what the Chilek is, but Taisus says that it's logical to say that even if you hold like Rav Shimon generally, that Kol Ha'imid Lizrei Kazarek Dami, still the Kachi Hashem, the concept of the fact that it's considered Kachi Hashem, would only be removed from the Basar of the carbon after you actually did Zrika, and the fact that it's Kazarek Dami would not help me for that regard. And Taisus says the opposite could also be true, that even though the Rabbanan generally do not say that it's Kazarek Dami, just because it's Ha'imid Lizrei, nevertheless, perhaps over here, they would say that the concept of Kachi Hashem is already removed from this, from the basar of the animal. So Taisus basically unlinks this argument from the general argument in Kol HaTorah Kulo of Kol Ha'imid Lizrei Kazarek Dami. There's a very interesting run. The Gemara says in Gittin, on Daf Chof, that Kosvel Isuri Anah Kosher. If a person writes a get on Isuri Anah, the get is a kosher a get. And the place can talk about, obviously, you're not allowed to actually use Isuri Anah for a get because it's considered that you're benefiting from the get. But after the fact, the get would be a kosher a get if you wrote a get on Isuri Anah and a person divorced his wife with that get. So the Ran makes a very interesting statement. The Ran says that even though we know that if you take Isuri HaNoah and you use it for a lulav, it's not kosher. Why? Because it's certainly Isuri HaNoah. So the reason for that is because since Isuri HaNoah are supposed to be destroyed, so it's Ktuzei Mechtas Shirayu. it's considered that you don't have a good shear. Since you have to have a shear for a lulav of three tefachim and one tefach kedei l'naneiah, but there's a set shear for a lulav, how big the lulav has to be. So something which is supposed to be destroyed, it's as though it's broken up, and the shear is not a whole shear. It's as though the item is broken into little pieces, so you don't have one cohesive item that has a shear since it's supposed to be broken up. But the Ran asks, L'chaira, a get should be possible because of that. Says the Ran, no, that only applies to something that has an idea of a shear. If you have to have a shear, a certain measure of this item has to be used in order to mekayin the mitzvah, then there's a problem when it's k'sutei mechta shirayu, because it's considered like it's broken up. But as far as get is concerned, a get doesn't have any specific shear that has to be used. As long as you have a piece of paper, you write the get. It doesn't make a difference how big it is. It could be a tiny piece of paper that would also be kosher if you'll be able to write the get on it. So therefore, since there's no concept of shear when it comes to get, therefore there's no halacha of k'tusei mechtash shirayu. But the Ran says something very interesting. The Ran says that something which is supposed to be burnt up. I'm sorry. Something that has to be destroyed from the world. According to the opinion of Rav Shimon, who holds that anything which is supposed to be burnt up, it's as though it's already burnt up, it's not a get. Why? The commandless nayu dami. It's as though it doesn't exist at all. In other words, this that we say that k'tusei mechtash shirayu, that only applies to something that has a din of a shear. That would only be when it's not tzrichim lizbayar min oilam, but something which is tzrichim lizbayar min oilam, there the halacha is that it's as though it doesn't exist at all, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, who holds kol emilus of kasarav dami, it would not be a good get at all if you wrote it on something that's tzrichim lizbayar min oilam that has to be totally destroyed. Now the Achrayim struggle very much with this Ran, because if you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, it seems apparent that the halacha of k'tusei mechtash shirayu only applies to something that also has to be mizbayar min oilam. So some Achrayim say that the Ran doesn't mean to say that there's two kinds of Yisurah. No, obviously, both cases of the Ran, both parts of the Ran, the part where he's talking about k'tusei mechtash shirayu and the part where he talks about kol emilus of kasarav dami, they're both talking about an item that's tzrichim lizbayar min oilam, because otherwise k'tusei mechtash shirayu would not apply to it. So all the Ran means is, in the beginning he's saying that according to Rabbanon, even though the Rabbanon are moida, they agree that even though it's not kasarav dami, nevertheless you don't have the shear. So the Rabbanon only agree when it comes to something that needs a shear. When something does need a shear, there the Rabbanon hold. It's not kasarav dami, it still exists. It just doesn't have a shear. But when it comes to Reb Shimon's shita, Reb Shimon holds that even if you don't need a shear, it's kasarav dami, it's as though it's totally burnt up, and it's as though it doesn't exist at all. So in other words, basically, the way that Achrayim learned the Ran, the setup of the sugya is as follows. That Reb Shimon holds, calling him a lister of kasarav dami, it's as though it's burnt up, and it doesn't exist at all. So even if it's something that does not need a shear, nevertheless, it doesn't exist. But according to the Rabbanon, they hold that it's not kasarav dami. But still, if it's something needs a shear, it's as though the shear is broken up. It's as though the item is fragmented into little pieces, and therefore you don't have one cohesive item that has the proper shear that the Torah requires for that specific mitzvah or din. Now the Achrayim bring down this Ran, and they struggle very mightily to understand whether we paskin like Rav Shimon or the Rabbanon. The Ran says, according to the Mandamru who holds, Kolay Melissa of Gesar of Dummies. Now the question is going to be, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rav Shimon, or do we paskin like the Rabbanon? So the Achrayim bring various proofs and try to show how the Rambam paskin this halacha, this machloik is between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, and whether the Rambam holds Kolay Melissa of Gesar of Dummies. And they bring a number of different rayas. One of the rayas the Achrayim endeavor to bring is from our sugya. The Rambam paskins like the Shita who holds heter achilu shaninu, that you actually have to have done the act of zrika in order to lose the din of kodshi Hashem, and in order to be considered that it has a shas hetel akayinim. You have to actually do the zrika. So one could argue that if so, it must be that the Rambam paskins like the Manda Omar that we don't say kol amid lizrei kazarik dami. So the Beis Shmuel says no. We see in our Taisus, and our Taisus says that even though we hold, like Rav Shimon who holds, Kalayim and Lister of Kasarav Dami, nevertheless it's possible to learn that as far as the halach of Kachi Hashem is concerned, we would say that it still is considered Kachi Hashem until you actually did the Zrika. So the Beis Shmuel basically deflects this raya based on the Taisus that we quoted before. The Chacham Shloimeh on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, written by Reb Shloimeh Kluger, he makes a different kind of argument. He quotes a Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas, who makes the following statement. Rabbeinu Yoina is discussing a different topic, but in the course of his discussion, he mentions that Heter Shchita Shaninu. Once you did Shchita, the halacha is Alach or Shchita ain't moil in bay. Once you shechta the carbon, you're not moil in the basar of the carbon. Ela midrabanan. You only moil midrabanan. So the Chachma Shleim asks under Rabbeinu Yoina, why does he do that? Why does he say Heter Shchita Shaninu? First of all, the Rambam paskins that had their achilah shaninu, like we just mentioned. Okay, so Rabbi Yoina could argue on the Rambam. The problem is that the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam says that in his Gemara, his girsa is that there's no man d'amru who says heter shchita shaninu. So if so, then you see in the Rabbi Yoina clearly not like the Kesef Mishnah, because the Kesef Mishnah is assuming that there's no such man d'amr in the Gemara who holds heter shchita shaninu, not like our Gemara. How could Rabbi Yoina go ahead and say that once you shechted the carbon, there's no more me'ilah? So he wants to suggest that perhaps the Pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina is as follows. First of all, you could say that maybe the Rabbeinu Yoina didn't have the Kesef Mishnah's Gersa, and he had a Man Amar Heter Shchita Shaninu. Why did he paskin that Heter Shchita Shaninu? So he says, maybe the Rabbeinu Yoina held, like Tysus. He says, really, Tysus' Svara could be used the other way around completely. He says, you're right, Tysus says that the manda, that it's the these two arguments are not linked together. The argument whether you say Heter Zrika Shaninu or whether you say Heter Achila Shaninu was not dependent on the argument of Kalayim Elisar of Kesar of Dami. Says the Chacham Shleimah, but Tysus says, and this is how he understands Tysus. It's not, I don't know if it's 100% clear in Tysus, but Tysus does say that the argument is only applies to Tumas Eichlin. And when it comes to other halachas, we would say that perhaps everybody holds that a kalim elizer kazar dami. So argues the Chachma Shleima, if so, it would lead us to the conclusion that perhaps even Lagabi Get, as far as Get is concerned, we would also say Kalayim and Lister of Kesar of Dami. So even if we don't pass in like Rav Shimon in Kol HaTorah Kula, and we say that you don't say Kalayim and Lister of Kesar of Dami as far as Tumas Eichlin is concerned, nevertheless, once Taisus unlinked these arguments, it's possible that when it comes to Get, we would say Kalayim and Lister of Kesar of Dami. So it would be the some of the proofs that the Achrayim bring regarding whether or not you paskin like Rav Shimon the Rabbanu would not necessarily be relevant according to Tysus, since Tysus said that the arguments don't necessarily parallel each other all over, and even if in one place you say that Kalei Melisrev is not Kesar of Dami, and therefore it is Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, nevertheless, perhaps that's only with regard to Allah of Tumas Eichlin, but as far as Get is concerned, it would not be a Kosher Get. The second argument, based on the Rambam, is made by based on the Rabbeinu Yoina that we said before, is as follows. Argues the Chacham Shleimah, perhaps Rabbeinu Yoina, the reason why he paskined that Heter Shchita Shaninu is even if he had the Girs of the Kesef Mishnah, and even if he didn't have a Man D'Amar in the Gemara who said Heter Shchita Shaninu, nevertheless, perhaps Rabbeinu Yoina learned as follows. Perhaps he understood that the whole argument in the Gemara is only according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will hold that generally in Kol HaTorah Kula. We don't say Kol HaYimid Lisrif Kesar of Dami. We say it's not Kesar of Dami. So according to the Rabbanan, then we're going to have an argument. What about the halacha of Kachi Hashem? Like Taisa says that these two arguments are unrelated. Fine. So that argument, the whole Gemara perhaps is going only according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. But according to Reb Shimon Shita, who holds that Kolayim Elusiv Kesar of Dami, perhaps he would hold that there's no argument between Chizki and Reb Yashim. This whole argument doesn't exist. So therefore, even if we don't have a girs in the Gemara of Heter Shchita Shaninu, perhaps Rabbeinu Yoina was justified in saying that Heter Shchita Shaninu because he paskin like Rav Shimon, and according to Rav Shimon, this whole question is irrelevant because once you have a Shchita Behechsher, we would say Kol Einu Lizrei Kazar Dami, and therefore the Kachi Hashem will go off according to all the Amiram in the Gemara. According to this, then we have a Makar from the Rabbeinu Yoina, they paskins like Rav Shimon, and perhaps that's why the Ramah brings down this halach of the Ran in the Shulchan Aruch that if you write a get on something which is Tzrichim L'Zvayim in Olam, the get is not kosher. Why? Because the Ramah knew from this Rabbeinu Yoina that we paskin like Rav Shimon. Because otherwise Rabbeinu Yoina would not have said with such a pshitus that Hatter Shchita Shaninu. The reason why Rabbeinu Yoina paskin with such a pshitus that Hatter Shchita Shaninu is only because the Rabbeinu Yoina understood that our whole argument in the Gemara is only according to the opinion of the Rabbana. But according to Rav Shimon, everybody would admit that had their Shechita Shaninu, and since Rabbeinu Yoina passed like Rav Shimon, therefore, the Rabbeinu Yoina said that once you shech the animal, there's no Me'ilah anymore.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.